KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska State Troopers say they are investigating the death of a woman whose body was found at the end of a new runway in the community of Quinnahock. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters identified the woman Tuesday as 25-year-old Lisa Johnson of Quinnahock. Peters says the state medical examiner's office will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. Troopers were notified Monday afternoon about the discovery of the body. Investigators with the Alaska Bureau of Investigation were called to the southwestern Alaska community. A crime scene technician also has responded. In January, two minors were charged in the Nome courthouse with 11 counts of wanton waste of big game. The case comes from an incident a year and a half ago near Brevig Mission in which a herd of muskox were illegally killed and not harvested. At the time of the incident, the defendants were 13 and 10 years old. An Alaska State Trooper from the Nome Post investigated after receiving a report of two dead muskox west of Brevig Mission. On September 29, 2012, the trooper found five cows and two bulls, all dead, in the California Creek and Fish River drainages. The investigating trooper's written account says that two of the boys shot at the herd of muskox with rifles over the course of multiple days, as well as chased them on four-wheelers. Two other boys had been present at different points but not participated. In total, 15 charges were filed, all of which were Class A misdemeanors. A person convicted of unlawfully taking a muskox is responsible for $3,000 in restitution to the state. Both the DA's office and the Fairbanks-based firm representing one of the defendants declined to comment on the case, and it's unclear what repercussions, monetary or punitive, the two boys are facing. Elmer Seatot Jr. lives in Brevig Mission and works with the Seward Peninsula Advisory Council and the Eskimo Walrus Commission. He says he and others were not aware of what had happened until after there was a trooper response. Seatot says it's important for youth to learn about relationships with wildlife as part of their education.
So there should be efforts, at least by community leaders, to talk to the younger generation about respecting wildlife as it was taught to us in past generations.
According to figures from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, the population estimate for muskox in the hunt area of the Seward Peninsula is just under 2,000. Of that total, just 39 a year can be killed by permitted hunters. A bull muskox can yield nearly 300 pounds of meat. A bill allowing village public safety officers the option of carrying a firearm was moved forward by the House Community and Regional Affairs Committee. Representative Bryce Edgman, a Democrat from Dillingham, told the committee that he and his staff reviewed the bill after public testimony last week and found the training process for VPSOs covered under his bill is more than adequate. Some had questioned if the state would be liable if an officer used deadly force. The village officers are not state employees. Edgman said he felt the issue of liability is adequately covered by his bill. Within the last 2 years, one village public safety officer has been shot to death and another wounded in separate attacks. The bill now goes to the House State Affairs Committee. And officials with Flint Hills Resources Alaska announced today they will halt processing crude oil at the company's North Pole refinery over the next few months. Flint Hills spokesperson Jeff Cook says company officials decided to shut down the refinery because of rising operating costs and shrinking profit margins.
It's a combination of things, really. It's the economics of refining, which are really, really tough. Obviously, North Slope crude is higher priced than alternative crudes, and our cost to process are higher.
Cook also cites the legal and financial burdens of defending the company from liability over groundwater contamination caused by an industrial solvent that leaked from the refinery for more than a decade before Flint Hills bought the facility in 2004.
When Williams sold the refinery to Flint Hills in 2004, Williams told Flint Hills that sulfalene and the groundwater was limited to an area on the refinery property. It was not until 2009 that Flint Hills discovered the sulfalene was actually off-site at the time of the sale and had been for years.
The refinery began operation soon after the Trans-Alaska Pipeline started carrying North Slope crude in the summer of 1977. The shutdown will eliminate about 80 jobs in North Pole and will halt the facility's production of gasoline, jet fuel, and other refined products. 35 people will stay on the job until at least November. 10 workers at Flint Hills Anchorage Terminal will keep their jobs for now. Cook says Flint Hills will keep the workers on the payroll until around November. He says some of the workers will also be offered placement at other facilities owned by Flint Hills' parent company, Koch Industries. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the refinery shutdown will hurt the area's economy and will probably drive the cost of energy even higher in the interior. The refinery reportedly has an assessed valuation of nearly $150 million, the fourth largest source of property tax revenue in the borough. And a measure that would regulate marijuana like alcohol has enough signatures to appear on the ballot. Yesterday, the Alaska Division of Elections verified that more than 31,000 of the signatures submitted come from registered voters. The lieutenant governor is expected to certify the initiative this month. If the marijuana initiative is successful, Alaska will be one of the first states in the country to effectively legalize the drug. And an Anchorage judge has approved a temporary restraining order on the state's new rules, further defining a medically necessary abortion for purposes of Medicaid funding. Judge John Suddock approved the order Tuesday at the request of Planned Parenthood of the Great Northwest, which has sued the state. A status hearing is planned on Friday. The lawsuit was filed in Anchorage Superior Court last week, and it seeks to have the regulation struck down as unconstitutional. The lawsuit alleges the regulations violate the rights to equal protection, privacy, and health, and are also a violation of the Administrative Procedure Act. The lawsuit says the department violated the act by not holding a public hearing on the proposal. The price of gold in New York is up $3 an ounce to $1,258.40. An ounce of silver at $19.95, up 34 cents. It is unofficially 20 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.